Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is the Coin Empire Podcast. I'm Mel, your host, and this is Luke.
Yep.
Your other host. And we are joined here by two other coin experts, Wes Mull, owner and operator of Empire Gold and Silver.
Empire Gold and Silver.
I'll get it one of these days. And then we've got the other coin expert, Wes Turner here. So this episode is going to be, what should we title it? It's going to be a...
I guess funny customer stories or customer interactions. Just kind of lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And switch gears a little bit. Tell some funny stories.
Okay. So anybody have any stories they want to share? Wes, you already know about this one lady. She went to your place first with this $20 bill.
Oh, yeah.
This older $20 bill. And then she called us and then said, hey, I've got this old money that I want looked at. And we said, hey, we really don't do that because we don't have someone here that could look at it for you. And we can suggest this other place down here, Coin Empire, or Empire
Gold Silver.
Yeah. And she goes, I just called there. Yeah. They said my money's fake. I got some old money I want to sell.
He said
it's fake. But the bank said it wasn't fake. So y'all need to buy this old money. And Taylor went to the phone, which is like, what?
She's like, yeah, we don't do that. Like, good luck.
She just kept saying, well, he said it was fake.
Yeah, so what actually happened was, you guys had referred her down there, and she essentially had some little bit older series money, like 20s and 10s and 1s, and her oldest one was 1934, and it was really circulated, and it's not really in that condition worth any extra over face value.
Yeah.
The kicker is that because the paper was different then that they used, like the counterfeit pens will say it's counterfeit, even though it's not. So really, I told her that she should spend it somewhere like where they're not going to check it, like the movie theater or something like that.
Yeah.
Because I said otherwise, they may check it and they'll say it's fake.
Yeah.
And
No one checks a $1 bill or a $20 bill, you know.
But, apparently she took that as I told her money was fake. And then,
Well, she was expecting to get, like you said before, like some people think they've got the special one.
Oh, everybody.
She was like, this is going to be $100.
Right. It's like, you're better off just spending it and not taking it to the bank. But I never said it was fake. But
she
was
like,
he said it was fake. You guys buy old money? I got to sell this old money. And it's like, you need to chill out. It's like, you need to do
it. It was all older. So, I guess maybe she inherited it or maybe it was stolen. Who knows? I mean, I don't know where people get stuff. But she was something.
That happened like 2 days ago, though. I mean, like this lady came into the shop and she starts pulling stuff out of her backpack, and she's got stuff segregated into bags. And I can already see, I'm like, she's literally just saving, like, memorial pennies. I'm like, okay. I just scoot them off to the side, and I'm like, you can just spend those. And she was like, but they're old.
And you're like old doesn't equal valuable.
No, like, she just kept on, and, like, she had a Kennedy half dollars. She was like, well, you don't see these around anymore. I was like, I got a whole bucket over on the other side of him.
What do you mean?
I'm like, they don't have any silver value. There's nothing precious metal about them. Like, you can just spend them. She was like, well, if I took them to the bank, like, they wouldn't know what they are. I'm like, they wouldn't know what they are.
They wouldn't know what they are. They're like, they're not that old.
I mean, old is relative. I mean, for U.S. coins, starting the late 1700s, which in the scheme of things is not very old considering we have ancient Roman coins. So, yeah, I think people definitely think, stuff that's like 1960s. Late 60s is old, but in reality, it's just like, you can spend it. Just move it along.
We had the guy come in the other day with the Roman coin, and Wes did a little research on it, and is like, oh, it's $3.
Yeah, literally. $3. He was like, really? I was like,
dang.
Yeah, as I tried to explain to him, they still find this stuff. It's not like they just burned it or something, They find hoards of it all the time, so.
Yeah, they think like we did, and we do, and like saved old stuff.
Yeah. It's funny. Right. Everybody saves
this
old
isn't
stuff.
A new concept.
We can tell them, that remember that first day you came to work over at Empire?
Oh, God, yeah,
this one was ridiculous. it's our first.
I was counting pennies in the floor, or I was doing 90% or something like that. And I'm just sitting behind there, and this guy comes in. Oh, you'll be able to tell it better than I will, but
yeah, we'll have to give the backstory on it. But poor Wes didn't know what was happening because all of a sudden he's working me and this other guy are like screaming at each other. And I don't usually get upset. Like I'm pretty calm and chill. This had been a customer who'd come in probably two or three times within the last 6 months and hadn't been in a couple months and was buying Silver Eagles. At the time, I don't remember what the premium was. It was maybe like spot plus $6. And I tried to explain to him that premiums change as well as spot price. So the spot price might go up, but the premium might come down 50 cents. It varies depending on supply and demand, which I thought I explained it well, but apparently I didn't.
You did.
Because he was trying to hold my feet to the fire on what I told him 2 months ago, and even though things had changed, and he did not want to take no for an answer. And so I'm sorry, Wes. I felt really bad because next thing you know, he's screaming and
I thought we were going to call the police. Well, I was like, I'm just sitting there just like staring at the ground like, is this dude really getting this upset about this?
Yeah.
Like just yelling and calling him like everything.
Yeah, I think he called me racist, maybe. Yeah.
My God, the classic go-to now.
Basically called you everything but a white boy. But
yeah, but it was, I felt kind of bad because it was his first day. I didn't want him to think that's what
this is just a normal daily occurrence.
Because that's not common at all. So.
Well, I was like, Gina talked to that one customer, and he was just calling her dumb and saying she was an idiot. And...
Well, no, he asked for a certain coin. I don't know what coin it was, and she goes, do you want it raw or graded? And he goes, you're an idiot.
Oh,
and hung up the phone on her.
Well, didn't she say he call back?
Yeah. No, he didn't call back.
I thought he said that, and then didn't she say, then hang up? And then she hung up on him. That's the story that I heard. She said, like, if I'm an idiot, like, you hang up then. But then she hung up on him. That's the story that I heard about it. Was that she's like, you're an idiot. And she's like, well, then hang up.
And it's like, we had another customer. So here at Chattanooga Coin, it was a few years ago. This guy was on, like, the do not sell list. Because he would call and just cuss every single employee out. And then when I finally talked to him, I was like, sir, we're not going to do business with you anymore. And he goes, well, why not? And I was like, well, because you cussed everybody out. And he goes, no, I didn't. And I said, well, I've got... I was like, yes, you did. And he was like, you call me a liar? And I was like, well, I've got 4 employees here all saying that you cussed them out. And you know what he did? He started cussing me out. Yeah. And I was just like, okay, and hung up the phone. And then I think he called a few more times, and we were like, just tell him we're out of business.
Yeah, we're done with you.
Yeah, phone calls are the best. I mean, we have it probably 3 or 4 a day. It's just like you're just shaking your head when you get off. You know, it's the old hold the coin closer to the phone, and I'll tell you what it's worth. You know, that kind of situation. So, you know, I think we talked about earlier in an earlier episode about, you know, the information you get out on the internet,
right?
Between Etsy and all these other websites, it's just, it can be infuriating sometimes, but it can be comical too. I mean,
And I think sometimes, you know, like people want to believe that what they have is really valuable. So like they look at it, they look it up real quick, and then they're like, yeah, this is the coin. And like, it's not the condition. It's not the mint mark. Like maybe it's the year. And they're like, oh, this is the one. And you're like, it's not the one. Like, it's just not. And they're like, well, I saw it. And it's like, well, it wasn't the right coin. Like, you don't really know what you're looking for. So you don't, you just didn't do it right, basically.
Yeah. It's it boils down to managing expectations. And sometimes you just can't do it. You know?
Yeah. You just always know as soon as you pick up the phone, they're like, I got an expensive coin.
You're like, I doubt it.
Yeah, I'm just like, I already know where this is going.
Like, if you lead with that, it's probably not.
Yeah.
I try to be as nice as possible. Sure. But like, sometimes they get, you know, really mad at you. It's like, oh, you're just trying to trying to rip me. And I'm like, if it was worth anything, I'd try to buy it from you.
Yeah. Right. You're like, that's how this goes. That's how the business works.
Yeah. The people will call all the time. I got a 1964 penny. Y'all buy those? Oh, yeah. You know, it's worth a penny. It's like, oh, so y'all don't buy rare coins? And I'm like,
right here.
Yeah. That one too.
You're like, that's it. That one's not
rare. Right.
You're right. Why are we in business?
Yeah.
We only buy the common stuff.
Now with like mint errors and stuff like that, I just tell people, I'm like, I don't know enough about that. I don't know enough.
Yeah, you're like,
you should just do some more research.
No idea.
Because it's you can't tell them that they don't have that specific expensive coin. You just can't tell some people. So.
Well, they got on the internet and they're an expert now.
For sure.
I still have some people call, or sometimes people will come by and they'll be like, I was in the neighborhood and Lewis would let me come in and walk around the building with him all the time. I was wondering if I could come in and see what you guys got. And I was like, no. And they're like, well, why not? Lewis let me. And I was like, well, Lewis isn't here.
You're like, it's been years.
And also, I don't know you.
Yeah.
If you don't know, Lewis is gone. He died in 2018.
Yeah.
So if you don't know by now, you weren't that close.
Right. Yeah.
People are sketchy. Yeah, people will ding the thing and be like, oh, yeah, well, there used to be a business here. Can I get in? It's like, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
We don't do that anymore.
Hard no.
Yeah. It's just like, nah.
Yeah.
It's all online. You can give us a call, but like, don't show up.
Yeah.
Not that kind of business.
Yeah, we're just not set up for that.
No, we don't have, I mean, we don't have a good space for that. Mm-mm. The storefront style.
I do want to get some of that tempered glass, though, that you guys have. Like, the, well, it's like, you know, like you can only see
one
way.
Oh, yeah, the one-way tent.
Oh, it's
yeah,
great for people watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people don't know that you can yeah, be in there and see them. Oh, yeah.
So we have a, this is, it's kind of like a perk of where our office is at. We have a coin laundry right beside our office. And it's just like
a washateria.
Yeah,
to some
it's
people.
You get some interesting folks.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the coin laundry. That's people
one
watching.
One way tent. You can just sit there and watch them, and they don't know. You know?
Well, do people ever try and come in and get change from you for the laundry?
You know, no, they actually have change. No. They have change machines. In there, surprisingly, nice. Yeah.
But people like come up to the window and are like checking their teeth and
yeah, it's the best.
And it's just like you're just like inches away from them. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the best is when the police get called and stuff, because you have like a front row seat to all this like drama that's happening outside,
and they don't know.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's great.
Or when people get in fights outside the laundromat, and like you're just sitting there watching, and it's like, oh no, she didn't.
No, we had somebody get arrested right outside the building one day, and we were like in the back on the cameras trying to watch it.
Oh
yeah, we don't have any windows here.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, he's got a camera shot. Dang it.
Yeah, they're like, oh,
switch the view.
He's searching the car. He's got somebody else in the car with him.
Somebody walk out to their car and try to listen.
Right. Casually take a smoke break and hide at these like three cop cars.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, the cop car's in my spot. I can't leave. It's like, all right, well,
yeah,
I guess we're stuck for
that
now.
That was literally me.
Yep. We had a guy, so we do mystery boxes like during the holidays, and it's basically just like dealer's choice what we put in them. And this guy calls and he's like, I really liked everything that was in the mystery box, but you guys sent me this this penny book to fill out, and I'll be dead before I finish it, so I'd like to just send it back. And we were like, what? We were like, you don't have to send it back. Like, it's like $2. Like, just either keep it or fill out as much as you can.
Give it away.
But, like, he was almost annoyed that, like, we should have known that, like, he was going to be dead before he could fill out this penny book. Like, we should have known that.
Y'all don't ask him how old they are, do you?
No! It's like, there's no way for us to know. And so he's like, yeah, just send me like a prepaid label. It's like, it's not even worth the label.
Yeah.
Like, just throw it away.
We sell pennies too. Right? You could probably fill out a good bit of it.
Yeah, so we can help you out. But like, he was like annoyed that like he was going to be dead before he filled out this penny book. And that was our fault.
And I believe you didn't think about that.
Missed opportunity.
Do you have like special customers, like VIP customers, where you're like every time they come in, like, or call, like, we'll take their call?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we even have nicknames for them. I mean, it's gotten to where when we first meet them, like, I'm bad about asking people's name. Sure. And I recognize faces, but like
I've gotten in the habit of calling people like homie.
Yeah.
So like it's like, oh, that there's roofing homie because he owns a roofing business.
Yeah.
Or
I love Jesus homie because he wears an I love Jesus hat.
Yes.
Yeah. So
it's always something homie. Yeah.
But, like, there is a common denominator. Yeah. It ends in homie.
But if you've gotten a nickname, most likely you spend money.
Yeah. Sure.
Because otherwise we run you off.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, you don't get a nickname.
Yeah.
I mean, Mel and I like both used to work at Starbucks for a few years, and like we did the same thing because we would never ask people's names, but they would come in every single day or multiple times a day, and so we would just like call them by their drink. So they had a specific drink, like that was their name. Like
to this day, I still see them in public sometimes, and I'm like, hey, you're Venti White Mocha with an extra shot, less pump.
Yeah, exactly. But then we started like we had to ask their names at some point, but like it was just we knew them by their drink, and they knew us because we worked at Starbucks, and like that was the relationship.
I prefer it that way, really.
Yeah,
it's like personal in a weird way.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't know your name, but like you come in all the time. We're like we're kind of acquaintances, and
you
know, like we do business together. But yeah, it's like it's deeper than just a name, the first name basis. We got we're on nickname basis.
And like some of our customers, I try to visualize what I think they would look like. Because we only talk to them over the phone.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, whether they have, like, a really, like, raspy smoker's voice or they sound super old and decrepit or
they're from Brooklyn with a Brooklyn accent or something. Yeah.
This one guy, he talked so fast. He was like, hey, I got this. And I'm just like,
huh?
Yeah. We talk slower down here.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we can't be doing all that.
Yeah. Or they'll call and be like, hey, it's me. And I'm
gosh.
Who is that again?
Yeah.
I play along until I figure it out.
Usually. Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Good to hear from you again. And it's like, all right, give me something.
But like when I used to work at ChatCoin, like we had this one guy, I won't say his name, but I'd just be like, hey, this is so-and-so from up in Chicago. Like, and I just knew every time, like, he just introduced himself that way. And
that
I'm like,
was, like,
oh.
Part of his name. You're like, here we go.
Yeah, from I think I know Chicago. Who it is, but I can't remember.
I'm sorry about that.
Wes helped me remember his name the other day.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
I couldn't remember. And for some reason, I don't know who the guy was, but Wes had told the story, and I was driving down the road, and it popped into my head. And I called him. And I was like, hey, man, this is his name. Yeah. I remember.
And
like, 4 weeks later.
And
he's
like,
probably still a customer.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys find, like, for us and our customer base, like, people are very loyal. And, like, unless you do something very bad, like, it's kind of hard to lose a customer. For us doing online and over the phone
with
business.
This business, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I find it. I mean, most of our guys are pretty loyal. I mean, you know, once they've bought from you 2 or 3 times and they've had a good experience, they're probably not going anywhere else. Yeah. Even if you're not the, like, the cheapest, you know, on what they're buying,
sure.
They just like the relationship, and they're going to buy it from you either way. So.
And we've got a few customers who, like, we all here have our own, like, clients.
Yeah.
That's what we say. Mm-hmm. We're like, hey, this is now your, like, there's one guy that only he talks to me.
Yeah.
There's a couple people only talks to Taylor, and you know, so on and so on. So that way they have that special relationship.
Sure.
With
well,
them.
We have that too. I mean, there are people at the coin shows that, you know, we may not jive, you know, my personality and theirs just don't get along, but Wes is perfect for him. And then vice versa. You know, there's some people that Wes really don't like to deal with, and I'll take the lead on. But it's kind of funny how different personalities work. And,
sometimes I'm just like, Wes, please. Like, I can't today.
Yeah.
Like, this is all you. This is all you.
And then there's some that neither one of us get along with. We don't,
so then
don't
it's
want
like,
them.
We don't do business for those.
Yeah.
So do you give them, like, special treatment, the VIPs?
Yeah. I mean, if you buy, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars of us from us from a month, you know, a lot of times, you know, we can squeeze a little tighter on prices.
We'll sharpen the pencil for them, you know. And they've earned that, you know. They spend enough money, they need to get, you know, a better deal. So it's not like we're just overcharging if it's your first time.
Sure.
But, you know, once you've kind of built that relationship, it's give and take.
Yeah.
So you definitely get the VIP treatment.
Yeah. Like we've got one customer who, you know, he kind of sends us a list of what he wants, and he'll spend a couple thousand dollars, but he wants the albums included for free.
Sure.
And I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I will send you a $20 album for your $2,000 order.
Mm-hmm.
And
for sure.
A couple of the employees were kind of like salty about it because they were
Mel was out and they were like ranting to me like, he can't take advantage of us that and the other. And
because he asked me one time, and then when he talked to someone else, he said, oh, and also include the albums. And I guess they took that as him demanding free stuff.
And I was like, if he spends $3,000, we can throw in these books. Like, that's how it goes. Like, it's not that he's being unruly to ask for something really cheap thrown onto an order.
Yeah,
and
I'm
I was
not
like,
gonna, yeah.
Like, the reason you don't like it is because, like, you feel like he's treating you a certain way, which, like, that's not cool, but, like, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's kind of part of it.
I appreciate it. It's like, hey, if you're telling me directly, you will be happy if I send you these free books, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me what I can do.
Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, we sorted all that, but it was just like, it's just a different perspective. But like Brian and I were talking, our graphic designer, about how, you know, sometimes our website is kind of a mess right now, but we're redoing it. And you might order something that we don't have. So then like, we're going to call you and say like, we don't have that. And we'll try to substitute it with something else. And we'll have a conversation around it. And Brian and I were talking, and we were just like, if we did that now, like at our age, like you'd probably lose my business just because, and I wouldn't like be mad or like leave you a bad Yelp review, but like you'd probably lose my business if you had to like call me and say, we're out of stock on that, like blah, 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 because
it's
like
trust.
E-commerce is so like the norm now that like you shouldn't have something out of stock on your website.
It just shouldn't be available.
Right.
Yeah.
But whereas like our customers, I feel like for the most part, they don't really mind us calling them and saying we don't have that. We can substitute it, blah, blah, blah. And like we have a relationship. But people our age, I think, like are definitely not as prone to just like forgive you unless like there's a reason to, because there's so many different options. I could just go somewhere else and get that product. So I think just maybe the age or the relationship between the dealers and the customers and stuff is stronger. But also, I think there's also less places to get it. So your options are a little bit more limited than if you were like getting an electronic or a shirt or something like that.
I kind of feel like this industry is a little bit more personalized too, to an extent. I mean, there are some things that you click a button, I want 5 of these, and they ship it to you. But there's some nuances with coins that, you know, sometimes I want to talk to the guy and he can explain it and tell me what he thinks. And that makes a difference on it if I can't see it. So.
And some people, We have one customer who, you know, the way that he wants his coins may not be like the standard grading. Mm-hmm. Like, he cares more about the rims. He doesn't really care about the details on the face or sure. the hairline or anything like that. Mm. But, you know, we can work with that.
Sure.
Because he's like, I want it. He's like, I don't really care what the rest looks like. As long as the rims are full, I'll pay whatever you want me to pay.
Right.
And so that's nice to be able to talk where you can't do that on the website.
Yeah, it's customized for your customer. And it, right. yeah, you don't really get that with like an Amazon or
right.
wherever you're ordering from. Because, you know, like the younger generation, oh, that's what it is. Click it. Ship
yeah.
it to
yeah.
I don't have to talk to anybody. So yeah. This is a little bit different.
So. I do that with food, though. I really don't like I get it delivered. I'm just like, oh, thank God I don't have to talk to anybody. Yeah. Contactless delivery.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I don't think anything makes me more angry than when I want to like customize my order on DoorDash and it's like, oh, yeah. this restaurant doesn't do that. And I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, mm-hmm. are you serious? You're like, yeah. You lost my business.
Like, all I
wasn't craving Chinese that
onion. I did not want onion. That's it.
Yeah.
You're like, you can't do that? You yeah. can't do that customization?
You're like, that's common.
Yeah.
There's a million people out
just
there.
Just have an option onion. For that.
Yeah. Right. No, so I mean, I think it's just a different culture for the company and just different customers that expect different things, which is interesting. But yeah, it's like, Amazon and places like that, like mass sales, it's not made for customization. It's made for, you know, mass marketing and mass sales. Whereas what we do and what you guys do is like more custom, more relationship driven, and let's sure. just like get as much out as you possibly can to as many people.
Yeah. And coin collectors and dealers are their own breed too. I think we have to remember that. It's a little sure. bit, you know, one thing we always talk about is, you know, people in this industry and in this hobby are. They're a little quirky, you know,
yeah.
and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it makes for some interesting people, but right. some yeah. of the most intelligent, smartest people I've ever met mm-hmm. are in this industry. So, yeah. you know, it's kind of cool.
All right, guys, we're going to call it there for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Some funny customer service, some customer stories and some other things. If you guys want a question answered on the show, our email is askcoinempire@gmail.com. I said it wrong last time. It's askcoinempire, like the podcast, @gmail. And we can get that answered on the show. And we'll see you guys next time.